techasna right before Yom Tov. Erev Oreg, you're allowed to get married. Rashi Kleimar, mutal lechatchila. V'yaf agav deshivas yomin shel suda yiyav regel. Even though you're still going to have sheva brachas during regel, so for the first reasons, it should be also that yomar b'simcha v'simcha smachta dechagecho leivishtecho v'nei tircho. There still be a terech there. You have these reasons. Samaras and Stam Bittel also, people want to get married then, because still they save Sheva Brachas. You don't have to make two Suddhas, Yom Tov and Sheva Brachas, you have it for one. So the Gemara answers, Kasha Lekulu, because Kasha and all of them, all the reasons should apply that it should be us to get married like 7 days before Yom Tov. The Gemara says, Lekasha, Laman di Yom Mishum Simcha, Ika Simcha Chod Yoyma. The Ika Simcha is only by the Chasna itself. After the Chasna is not time of Simcha. So if you make the chasna on Erev Yom Tov, when it becomes Yom Tov, there won't be a chsarin that you won't be happy with Yom Tov. By then you'll be happy with Yom Tov, because the simchas ishto you did already. The main thing is the first day by the chasna. Rashi the nesuyin chad yoyma over shah yoyma loichoshiv marav simcha the simcha. The rest of the days are not considered marav simcha the simcha. L'man diyom mishum tircha ikot tircha chad yoyma. Have too much bother on Chol HaMoed also. The Ika bother is the Chasna. Sheva Brachas are not so much as big Tircha. L'man diyal mishum bita pir v'yavya l'chad yoyma l'amesho yinish nafshay. The people won't wait themselves. Rashi l'chad yoyma l'amesho yinish kleima. Kivon sheinu yocho l'has chilele b'erev regal. Could only start the Erev Yom Tov. A mantin another regal. The duma misrami milso l'aymasi mascha b'erev regal. L'aymascha chol regal. Like if they could do it during the whole day's Chol HaMoed, so something could come out, they can't do it the first day. They'll do it the second day. But now that they know they have a deadline, only Erev Yom Tov they could do it, and on the Chol HaMoed, it won't be good to wait till then, because maybe something will happen, then you'll have to push it off anyway. So therefore people will get married before the regal. Or they, yeah. So Mela, that's the reason why it's Mutter. If you do it Erev HaRegel, Yikas Simchas before Yom Tov, then it's Mutter. So tomorrow, the Ein Marav Simcha Simcha Minolan. How do we know this? Yisoid, you can't mix two Simcha together. The Yisoid, the Pasuk says in Malachim, Vayah Shloimoi Beisahi, Esachag, he made Sukkis, V'chol Yisrael Imoi, Kal Godo Milovoi, Chamasad Nacham, the Triangle of Nei Hashem, Okeinu, Shivas Yom, V'shivas Yomim, Arbos Yom. It was like 2 7 days, 14 together. Now, it was Adachnukas HaMizbeach then, and it was Chag HaSukkis. He did not mix the two together, but it was 14 days of Simcha. 7 was for Chanukah Samizbeach, and 7 was for Sukkis. Now, V'yimisa, the Marav Simcha of Simcha, he brought a Laminta Rada Chag. Why did he make the Chanukah Samizbeach? The Chanukah Sabayis. 7 days before Sukkis, he should have waited till Sukkis. Umevat Shiva L'Hochul Hocha. During the 7 days of Sukkot, he should have made the Simcha of Regal and the Simcha of Chanukah on Mizbeach, the Chanukah on the Bayis, Beis Hamikdash. So you have a Raya, a Marav, and a Simcha of Simcha. For the Gemara, V'dilma Minta L'Natrinan, V'echad Yisrami Avdinan, like maybe the Chathchili is not supposed to wait, push it off. Not supposed to wait, true. The Chathchili should make the Simcha before. But maybe if it comes out to be on Yom Tov, you're allowed to do it. Iman M'boyle L'Shirei Purta, he should have left, no. That, in other words, what's the question? By building the Beis Hamikdash, like when he finished it, he had to make the Simcha. Terence says, no, he could have pushed it off. He could have waited a little bit with the building of the Beis Hamikdash. All right, we'll stop here. We'll think of this tomorrow. Yeah, we're holding off Tess Amar Aleph. You're again in the middle of the shaila about Ein Marvim Simcha V'Simcha. Another reason why you can't get married on Yom Tov is because Ein Marvim Simcha V'Simcha. So Mora says, how do you know this? He said in the fifth line, Udein Marvim Simcha V'Simcha Minolan. How do we know this? You say the Chesiv, the Pasuk says, Vayas Shloima V'Esahi Esachog V'chol Yisroel Imoi K'chol Godo Milavoi Chamos Ad Nacha Mitzrayim Tavnei Hashem Lekeinu Shivas Yomim. Says they made a Yom Tov there, 14 days. Together was 14 days. Now, the Yemisa, 14 days means it was 7 days before Sukkot, and then the 7 days of Sukkot. Now, the Yemisa, the Marvim Simcha B'Simcha, Iboyle Leminter Ad HaChog.
they should have waited until Sukkis. Make like the same time during Yom Tov of Sukkis, they should have made the 7 days for Chanukah of the Mizbeach of the Beis Hamikdash. How come they made the Chanukah 7 days before Sukkis, and then another 7 days of Simcha of Yom Tov? Elamai, because the klal is ain marvim Simcha v'Simcha. The Rashi says, "The Yovid Zayin, Yoimei Simcha lehocha ulehocha lechanukas habayis uleregel." If you're allowed to put two together, they should have made the both Simchas together. On the 7 days of Sukkot, they should have made the Simcha for the Chanukah Sabayis. Since they made separately, it's a Raya, Eimar from Simcha to Simcha. Can't have them together. For the Mar Nova Duma, Minta La Natrinin. You're not allowed to wait. Like here, they finished building the Beis Hamikdash before Sukkot. So as soon as they finish, you have to make the Simcha. So if you have the Simcha to be made before Yom Tov, you're not allowed to wait for Davka to make it on Yom Tov. But maybe where it comes out, punkt on Yom Tov, maybe it's muta, like a chasna, let's say punkt the day to make it come, to make it, the first day you can make it, is on Yom Tov, maybe you would be allowed to. Like Rashi says, V'dilma minta lo natrinon, nesuyin ad regel, ki echad lo not eshloimoy, avli misrami le ovid, v'chili you're not supposed to push it off and wait to get married to Yom Tov. But let's say you do, you had the first time, the first chance you have is on Yichol HaMoed, maybe it should be muta. So in this pasuk, we don't see that you can't have the two together. So Mar says, yes, if that would be the cloud, that if it comes out, you could have them together, he should have left over in the binyan of Beis HaMikdash, that it should first be finished on Sukkis. So then you'd be able to make both together, that's what he should have done. And Rashi says, Ihochi, Te'echa di Yikrulei, Ovid, where it comes out, two together, you could do them, Ibrada Lishurei, the binyan, they should have waited, left over something in the binyan of the Beis HaMikdash. Add a regal and first finish it during the regal. Ki hecha de l'srami le chanukas habayis regal. That the chanukas of the Beis HaMikdash should come out on regal. Since they didn't wait, it's a rye, you can't have the two together. So Gemara says no. Shiyure binyan Beis HaMikdash le mecharinin. We don't leave it over. As soon as they can finish, they finish it. That's not a question why they didn't leave it over. You don't leave over building the Beis HaMikdash. So Gemara says yes. On the top of the roof of the Beis HaMikdash, there was like one amma that was made from metal, like spikes sticking up, that the orvim, the bird, should not rest on top of the Beis HaMikdash. So that last binyan on top, finishing off the roof, mashma, that was still called part of the Beis HaMikdash, but on that, there wouldn't be an issue of leaving it over. So Gemara, that's the Gemara's Havamina. The Gemara answers, no, kal yo'orev, Sarach binyan abayisu, the same thing. Even this last amma that they want to finish off the top of the roof, that they put spikes, metal spikes sticking up, that the bird should not rest on top of the Beis HaMikdash, that's also called part of the Beis HaMikdash, and the same thing, you don't leave it over if you don't have to, so that's why they didn't leave it over. They had to finish it as soon as possible, and as soon as they finished, 7 days before the Beis HaMikdash, before the regal, they started to make the Chanukah of the bayis then. So Mara says, so then the kasher is now, how do we know that if two comes out together, still you can't do the two together? Ella midemiaisikro, since the pasuk is left over. Ella midemiaisikro, it turns like this, Ella midemiaisikro, there's an extra pasuk here. Michtik, siv, the pasuk says, arbo osa yom. It says 14 days. Shivas yomim, the shivas yom lomali. Why does the pasuk have to say that Shlomo made a simcha 7 days and 7 days, and together it was 14. Ishamat minor, hani lechud v'hani lechud. From this extra pasuk, it's saying it was 14 days. But it says first it was 7 and 7. We see that it had to be one simcha of the Chanukas of the Beis HaMikdash by itself. And then the second simcha of regal Yom Tov had to be by itself. Omer Parnach, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Oysa shana le'osa yisolas Yom HaKippurim. That year, Klai Yisrael didn't keep Yom Kippur. There was the 8th that year on Yom Kippur. The Rashi says, "Liyoso Yisrael Yom Kippurim, lefisha shiva yomim shelefnei Sukkis kol yom also simcha." All the 7 days before Sukkis, which was one of them, was Yom Kippur. They were making simcha lekover the Chanukas of the Beis Hamikdash. Umishta, they were drinking then. The pasuk says, "Vayas Shloima Beisahi esachag shivas yomim v'shivas yomim arbaso yom." They made first 7 days simcha, and then another 7 days of Sukkis, together 14. So the 7 days before Sukkot, they were having simcha, even during Yom Kippur. Vayodoyegin, they were worried about it. Vayomrim, and they said, Shemon is chayvus name shayischok liyah. Like maybe we did it not there, and another lashon of like tzenei means the enemies. Does it really talking about themselves? Maybe they themselves, the Jew, the Jews were mechayiv misa because the yet on Yom Kippur is yotus or baskel. Baskel came out and said, "Vayomru lehem." No, you didn't do an Avera, you did right, and you'll all be Zeich Lelam Abu. So Mora says, my Derish, like, how did they Derish, how did they have a right to do it in the first place? Like, they joined the Chanukah of the Mizbeah, of the Beis Hamikdash, they were eating those 7 days, even though Yom Kippur was one of them. Dora said, Ashen like this, Omru Kal V'choyma, Oma Mishkan, just like by the Chanukahs, by the Mishkan, the Nisiyim brought the Karbonis, their Korban Yochid, and they even brought it on Shabbos. Shein Kedushas Kedushas Olam. The Kedusha of the Mishkan is not Loilam. The Korban Yochid, it was only a Korban Yochid that the Nesiim brought. They brought their own private Korban. Doicha Shabbos, they brought it on Shabbos, the Yisras Gila, and Shabbos is a more Chomadika Avera than Yom Kippur. Shabbos is Yisras Gila involved. So Mikdash, here we want to make a Chanukah for the base of Mikdash. The Kedushas Kedushas Olam. This Kedusha is in the Stale Olam. The Korban Tzibur, that they brought the Korbanis during the Chanukah Samizbeach, the Chanukah Sabayis, was a Korban Tzibur. Shashi Demashrei Makrivim B'yamei Chanukah Sabayis, Korban Tzibur, they brought a Korban Tzibur. Now, the Yom HaKippurim, the Yoynish Chorus, and Yom Kippur, to bring the Korban, was only an Yoynish Chorus. Is the Kol Shechein, isn't it for sure they have a right to do it? His mother, the Nisiyim, brought the Korban Yochid, by the Chanukah of the Mishkan, on Shabbos. So Avada now, on Yom Kippur, which is only a Chiv Chorus, and a Korban Tzibur, for sure they have a right to bring it. So for the Gemara, Elo Amai HaYadoigim, if so, so why were they worried then? If they had a Kal V'Chayim, you're allowed to do it, they shouldn't have been worried in the first place. So Gemara says, Hosam Tzorah Gavoya, Hocha Tzorah Chedyit. Over there was Tzorah Gavoya. Rashi B'Mishkan, the Gavoya have a Kabonis. The Kabonis went to Hashem, the Korban Eulis over there. Hocha B'Chanukah Sabayis Chedyit Mishter. Here they were making a Mishter, they were drinking. So maybe they did wrong by drinking and eating. So Maria says, and Maria asks, if so, is that true? Hachinami, meved leved mechul neichlu. Maybe in Echnami they should have just brought the kabonis, but taka they shouldn't have eaten, and the Gemara v'lo lishter they shouldn't drink, and the Gemara no ain simcha b'lo achilu shtiyah. That can't be. And since this was the Chanukas of the bias, so they had to be a simcha or mishter, so they had to eat then also. So therefore, they ate on Yom Kippur. And at the time they felt bad, but later Baskel came out and said they did the right thing. Now the Gemara asks, Mishkan the Dochi Shabbos Minolon. How do we know that also when the Nesiim brought the Kabbalas by the Chanukah Tzah Mishkan, they were allowed to bring it on Shabbos? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Midrash Sivkot, what the Pasuk says, Bayayim Harishon, Ubayayim Hashvi, Mashm, every day they brought the Korban, Dilma Shvi Le Kabbalas, maybe just means it's the seventh day of bringing the Kabbalas, but they skip Shabbos, and Sunday is called the seventh day of bringing the Kabbalas. Amr of Nachman v'Yitzchok, on Makor, the Pasuk says, B'yoyim eshtei osar yoyim. It was the 12th day. So it says the word yoyim twice here. B'yoyim eshtei osar yoyim. Is ma yoyim kulurot. So just like a day, 24 hours is straight. A straight 24 hours. Af ashtei osar, also the 12 days of the Chanukah, by the Chanukah, of the Mishkan, kulan ritzufin. They brought the Kabbalas one after another every day. So even on Shabbos also, the Nesiyim brought a Korban. For the Gemara of Adilma, Yom HaMaruyim Ksiv. Maybe it's only the days that you're allowed to bring a Korban. In other words, true, it was 14 straight days of Choyl that you're allowed to bring, not on Shabbos. So Gemara says, Kruach Rina. There's another Pasuk we have a Diyuk from. And for both Pesukim, it's extra to teach us, even on Shabbos, the Nesiyim brought the Korban by the Mishkan. Another Pasuk says, B'yoyim Shnei Masa Yoyim. Again, two times Yoyim. B'yoyim Shnei Masa Yoyim. So ma yoyim kularotz, just like yoyim 24-hour period, this straight 24 hours, af shnei masa yoyim kula metzufim, who was in the 12 days by the Chanukah, so the Mishkan was straight. So even on Shabbos they brought the Korbanos. So that was the Kal V'Chayim, if you let it bring it by the Chanukah, so the Mishkan, for sure by the Chanukah, of the Beis HaMikdash. For the Gemara V'Dilma also, hochinami yomim meruyim, maybe only means 12 straight weekdays, the days that you let it bring Korbanos, but not Shabbos. If the Marim came, if so, Trey Kura Lomeli. What do I have to have two psukim for? Since it says this din twice, Ubayim Eshti Osar, Ubayim Shnei Mosar, teach us even on Shabbos. For the Gemara now, Umikdash to Deicha Yom HaKippurim Minolan. How do we know that the Mikdash was able to, and how do we know they did it? How do they know they were allowed to do it on Yom Kippur? Yeah, by the base of Midrash, I don't know by the Chanukah, so the base of Midrash, we're able to do it on Yom Kippur. Ilaim Midrash Siv, Arabosa Yoim, it says by, we had the passage before by Melochim, that by Shloim it was 14 days, Dilma Yom Meruyim, the same thing, maybe 14 days Simcha means excluding Yom Kippur. On that day they didn't bring a korban. And the Gemara, Goma Yom Yom Yosem, learn out Yom Yom Yosem. Just like by the Chanukah of the Mishkan, which says twice the Din Yom, teaches Mamash 12 days straight, even Shabbos. Here also, by the Chanukah of the Beis Hamikdash, it was 7 days straight, even through Yom Kippur. Now the Gemara says, Yotzei Sabaskov Yermelim, Kulchem Muzumon Mechayim Abur. O Minolim Diyochalu, how do we know Takar Hashem was Mechadim on the Avera that they did, the Chur they ate on Yom Kippur? They had a Mishnah on Yom Kippur. How do we know that Hashem was Mechal, like Hashem held was alright? The Tony Tachlipa, he learned like this. The pasuk says, "By Yom Hashmini, Sholach Esom, by Yevorchu Esamelech, by Yelchu Liolehem, Smeichim V'Tuvei Leiv, Al Kol HaToiv Asheros Hashem LaDavid Avdoi LiYisrael Amoy." That's what the pasuk says in Malachim. Then after the Chanukah of the Beis Hamikdash, everybody went home and was happy to the Gvaltika Toiva that Hashem did to David and what He did to Klal Yisrael. So more dashes like this. L'yolehem, what does it mean they went home to the tents? Sheholchu o'motzen nishayim b'tayra. When they went home after the chanukas of the Beis Hamikdash, their wives were torn, they weren't a nida. Smeichim, why were they happy? Shenenu miziv hashchina. They had anor from the ziv hashchina by the chanukas of the Beis Hamikdash. V'tu ve'leivav, everyone was very happy then. Shekol echod v'yechod nis'abru ishtu v'ben zocher. Everybody when he went home, his wife was torn, and they became pregnant, and everyone had a ben zocher. Al what is all the good that happened? That means Shayota Sabasko Yomulhem that Kulchen Luzumarum Lachailum Abu. That was all the good that happened to them. Then the Pasuk says, Ladovid Abdul Yisrael Amoy. Sabishlaimul Yisrael Amoy Diyocholuhu of in Yom Kippurim. What Hashem did good for Klal Yisrael was he was Moichel them the fact they ate that year on Yom Kippur. El Ladovid Abdul Mahi, where do we see that Hashem was Moichel Dovid Amelech? His Aveira Basheva. Omrav Yudam Arav, the mice was like this, that Bishor Shevike Shloim Lahachnis Oron Amigdish, when Shloim Melech wanted to bring the Oron HaKodesh into the Beis Amigdish, is Dolfku Shurim Zelazir, the two gates, the doors, stuck together. Omar Shloimoi, Eskrim Viaba Renonois, Shloim Melech said 24, like Rashi says, Renos Tzib, Pashas, Bein Rino, Trino, Tfilo Bakosha. He said 24 different types of tfilos to Hashem, Pulainena, and it didn't answer. And it didn't open up. The doors didn't open up. Posach v'yom, and then he started another posach and said, Su sharim ha-sheichim. Still the doors didn't open up. But kivin shomar Hashem alekim, al toshay p'nei mishichecho, zochro lechaz de dovid avdecho. Remember about your eved, dovid ha-melech, is miyad nena. Right away, then the doors opened up. Is v'yos yeshur at that time, na'apchu p'nei soynei dovid k'shula k'deirim. Anybody that hated David, that thought David did an Aveira, they like got black, like the black of a pot. In other words, they were wrong. They saw clearly now that Hashem opened up the doors of the Beis Hamikdash only b'schus David HaMelech. As if to say Hashem was Mechel David on his Aveira. For Yodu HaKul, everybody knew, Shemochel le'akorosh Baruch Hu lo'yso Yovin. The Korosh Baruch Hu was Mechel David HaMelech for his Aveira. So that's called Hashem did a Toivah to David Avdei. Right, Rabbi Yonasan ben Asmoi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim, Tonu Pashas Nedorim ben Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi. They were learning the Sechta Nedorim by Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi. As if the Minei Beyurta, they went away from him at night time, like they said goodbye to the Rabbi, we'll leave him going back home. They said goodbye at night. Let's start for the next morning, Hodor Vekoi Miftri Minei. They came back again to the Rabbi and said goodbye to the Rabbi again. Omalu, so the Rebbe said, Hashem Yechoi said to them, V'lav after Rusa Minei B'yurta? Didn't we already said goodbye last night? Like, what are you coming again for? Relay, they said back to the Rebbe, L'maratona Rabbeinu, you yourself taught us, that Talmud she'nifta mirabbi. If a Talmud says goodbye to his Rebbe, like he plans to leave town, V'lon b'yos year, then he changes his mind, and he sleeps over that night still in the same city, Sarach lifted him in a palmacheris. He has to go back to his Rebbe in the morning again and say goodbye to him again. Shinema Pasik says, Vayoim Hashmini, Sholach Esom, Vayavorchu Esamelech. says in the eighth day first, he sent them away and he gave them a bracha. Another pasuk says, over Yom Esrim, v'sholosh l'chodesh ashri, sholach eson, testira. V'yom Esrim, it's the mashma the seventh day. Ela mikan, l'talman ha'niftim mirabai. And even you want to leave on the seventh. V'lom, they slept overnight, v'yosair, tzorach liftim imena pamacheres. The next morning, when you say goodbye, when you're leaving, you have to say goodbye again to your Rebbe. It's not enough that you said goodbye last night, you have to say goodbye the last chance possible. Omalei lebrei. So Shim ben Yechoi told his son, "V'nayodem alol these two Talmidei Chachamim anoshim shel tzurahim. They're like chashuv people. They're big Talmidei Chachamim. Izil gabehim, go by them. Tlevaruchucha, let them give you a bracha." So Shim ben Yechoi's son, Ozal Ashkechino de Koramu Kroy Adodi. His son went and found these two Talmidim, the two Talmidei Chachamim, Rabbi Yonasan ben Asmoi and Rabbi Yehuda ben Gerim. He found them asking a kasha, a steer in a posik. Ksiv, one posik says, "Pale smagaraglecha," like get your feet on the right way. "V'chold urachecha yichaynu," and prepare the right way, which way to go. Ksiv, another posik says, "Orechayim pentafalus," that orechayim drashi. Ksiv orechayim pentafalus. The mashmod ko mitzvah shetov liyotcha aseyoso. Mashmod any mitzvah you have to do. Negedola ben katana v'yaltaniya katana of negedola. And the first pasuk is mashma no. The first pasuk Rashi says, "Tell us mago rachlecha means klema shoko mitzvahs v'yayin ben eiz the mitzvah gedolah v'yaseh gedolah." First pasuk is mashma. Look into the roads you go means look into which mitzvah is bigger and do the bigger mitzvah. And the second pasuk is mashma no. Any mitzvah that comes to you, even a smaller mitzvah, you have to do. You can't have the choice to do the bigger one. So it's a stira. Are you supposed to look to do the bigger mitzvah or not? So really what the Gemara means to say, it's talking about if a person is learning Torah. That's the biggest mitzvah you could do. And other mitzvahs come up. So you have to stop learning the Torah and do the other mitzvah or not. So the answer was like Kasha. Kan be mitzvah shesh la sesna be'acherim. The klal is, when you're doing the biggest mitzvah learning Torah, and another mitzvah comes up, if you could have the mitzvah done through somebody else, let somebody else do the mitzvah, and you stay and learn Torah. Kan be mitzvah shesh la sesna be'acherim. A mitzvah comes up.